JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for joining. Today we recap the 3rd Annual Educational Achievement Awards Ceremony and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. 44 students were honored on November 28 for outstanding performances in the 2014 Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC, and the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination, CAPE. The students, who are wards of the state, were presented with plaques by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller and Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna during the 3rd Annual Educational Achievement Awards ceremony. The students have all received scholarships to continue their education. Congratulating the awardees, the Prime Minister encouraged them to continue to strive for excellence and to persevere in spite of their circumstances. Among the top recipients was McCoy McNeish, who was presented with a scholarship of $1 million by the Portia Simpson-Miller Foundation to finance his tertiary education. The 19-year-old was successful in 10 CSEC subjects with 9 distinctions and 1 credit, and 5 CAPE subjects, all with distinctions. He is currently in his first year of medical school at the University of the West Indies, Mona. Minister Hanna says the purpose of the awards function was to highlight, promote, celebrate, and encourage children in state care who continue to persevere and succeed despite their less than ideal circumstances.
And it is important to celebrate them because the celebration and the acknowledgement will not only say to them that, look, what you've done is important, but it will send a message through the system, because we have close to 6,000 children that we care for.
Chief Executive Officer of the Child Development Agency, Rosalie Gage Gray, also commended the awardees on their outstanding academic achievements. Mrs. Gage Gray says this year, the Ministry of Education has committed to pay the tuition fees for some 34 wards of the state who have matriculated to tertiary institutions.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is to ensure equitable access to education and training appropriate to the needs of each citizen. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for details. Our community notice for today. The Vineyard Town Citizens Association presents its Walkathon 2014, Sunday, December 7 at 3 p.m. starting at the Vineyard Town Community Center. Proceeds are in aid of the development of the community field. Call 824-2642 or 432-8066 for more information. And now, a glimpse of Jamaica.
The peacock spread. In a them long time days, like on in a the 60s, 70s or so, when the peacock spread used to run the place. So you find, you know, just like how comforter around the place, you know, them time they are peacock spread. So when anybody will go foreign, them always tell us, bring back a peacock spread for me, Valda Brown from Longsville Park.
Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. All you have to do is send us an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. Include your name and contact number, or you may also give us a call at 926-359024. That's it for today's journey. Join us again on this station for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with student engineer Andre Palmer. And until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.